and welcome to the third week of Easter. Let's begin with our opening psalm.
Lift up the light of your face on us, O Lord. Lift up the light of your face on us, O Lord. O God of justice, answer me when I call. From anguish you have set me free. Lift up the light of your face on us, O Lord. Lift up the light of your face on us, O Lord. The Lord grants favors to all those that he loves. The Lord has heard each time I've called. Lift up the light of your face on us, O Lord. Lift up the light of your face on us, O Lord. When I lie down, I know that sleep will soon come. For you alone, Lord, make me safe. Lift up the light of your face on us, O Lord. Lift up the light of your face on us, O Lord.
The disciples told their story of what had happened on the road and how they had recognized Jesus at the breaking of bread. They were still talking about this when Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." In a state of alarm and fright, they thought they were seeing a ghost. But he said, "Why are you so agitated? And why are these doubts rising in your hearts? Look at my hands and feet. Yes, it is I indeed. Touch me and see for yourselves. A ghost has no flesh and bones, as you can see I have." And as he said this, he showed them his hands and feet. Their joy was so great that they could not believe it, and they stood dumbfounded. So he said to them, "Have you anything here to eat?" And they offered him a piece of grilled fish, which he took and ate before their eyes. Then he told them, "This is what I meant when I said while I was still with you that everything written about me in the law of Moses, in the prophets and in the Psalms has to be fulfilled." He then opened their minds to understand the scriptures. And he said to them, "So you see how it is written that the Christ would suffer and on the third day rise from the dead, and that in his name repentance for the forgiveness of sins would be preached to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses to this."
Last week we were talking about seeing with our own eyes, like Thomas, and how Jesus said, "Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe." Today, we learn that to see Jesus with our physical eyes is really not the way to faith by itself. Father Dennis McBride, a Redemptorist from Scotland, first came to my notice during COVID providing a wonderful open-air garden mass on TV when we're all locked away inside our homes. He says, and I trust him, "By itself, the appearance of Jesus does not open the disciples' eyes. It didn't do that on the road to Emmaus. And we've just read in the Gospel that it didn't happen in the upper room either." Father Dennis explains that the gift of Easter is that we can rely on the risen Christ to lead the way to faith through the use of reason and scripture. We only have to trust. I should apologise now if I made the path sound too easy last week. It's true, we need to use our lips to say Jesus is Lord and our hearts to believe. But perhaps I should add that this free choice to do so and to trust Jesus also comes only after we've used our reason to reach that point of commitment. On the road to Emmaus, Jesus opened the disciples' minds to understand the scriptures. And again, at the end of the meeting in the upper room, this is repeated for all the apostles. Only then are they able to witness to his death and resurrection. So in this homily, I'd like to take a few words and phrases from today's well-known gospel and simply ponder on them out loud as one process of reason. So Luke says, "Then they told their story of what had happened to them and how they recognized him at the breaking of bread." The two people who told their story were the ones who met Jesus on the road to Emmaus. They still didn't recognize him, even when he explained to them the passages of scripture. Only when he took the bread at table, blessed it, broke it, and gave it to them, did they realize who he was. Do I recognize the breaking of bread as an opportunity to meet the risen Lord? Luke continues, "They were still talking about all this when he himself stood among them and said to them, 'Peace be with you.'" How can talking about Jesus enable me to enter into his presence? Do I ever talk to people about Jesus outside church? All Jesus had said was, "Peace be with you." But the apostles, in a state of alarm and fright, thought they were seeing a ghost. But he said, "Why are you so agitated? And why are there doubts in your hearts?" In seeing their reaction, Jesus knew they had doubts. How will Jesus respond to my doubts? On other occasions, Luke uses the words terrified and startled. Does it mean they didn't really believe their own eyes? It would seem from Luke's version, the return of Jesus to the upper room, it wasn't just Thomas who had trouble with this eyesight and his vision and taking the word and trust. This passage from Luke declares that we have a whole bunch of not just doubting apostles, but a motley crew who were panic-stricken and terrified. But Jesus shows compassion. He brings peace. He wants to help them. He said, "Look at my hands and feet. Yes, it is I indeed. Touch me." Last week we had Thomas examining the wounds, but it seems the others hadn't let on to him that they too had been shown the holes in his hands and feet, and even then they didn't believe their eyes. Whenever people touched Jesus in Luke, they were usually cured. For example, the woman suffering from a hemorrhage, you remember the story. Power seems to come from the touch. How can I be touched by Jesus when my faith is stretched? Luke says, and they offered him a piece of grilled fish, which he took and ate before their eyes. We know that a number of the apostles were fishermen. Peter had a fishing boat, little concern, good business, I would imagine. And Jesus told him once to put out his nets, which nearly broke with the weight of fish. The two fish were blessed with five loaves, we hear, when Jesus saw the crowds and wanted them to be fed and sent Philip and Andrew to do something. And when they'd found the little boy with the two fish and the five loaves, and Jesus blessed them, he told them to go and collect all what was left over. And they filled 12 baskets with scraps. The fish again. It might help the disciples to overcome doubts about their sense of vision. Is Luke trying to tell us that the risen Jesus is not the same as he was before the crucifixion? Jesus can eat fish and speak and breathe, and he takes up physical space and can be touched. That is, Jesus is alive and real. Yet, finally, Jesus once again explained all the scriptures which related to himself. The disciples were now the ones who had to go out to the whole world and spread this good news. You are witnesses to this, he said. And so is the church today. Wherever two or three are gathered in his name, the present moment of the risen Jesus can become a living reality, just as in the upper room. But this belief in the risen Jesus needs to be reasoned through with time spent listening, reading, living and praying, asking and looking for reasons to believe, instead of expecting a personal revelation. We need to use our physical, spiritual, and mental senses as Jesus wants to engage our whole body, mind, and soul in making any free choice about his resurrection. And let's not forget the Holy Spirit. Jesus will lead us. When the penny dropped for the disciples, Luke says that their joy was so great that they still could not believe it, and they stood there dumbfounded. Can you think of some moments of great joy? All the Christmases and birthdays and weddings all rolled into one, celebrations. And we hear about other moments of joy in the scriptures. John the Baptist was the delight and joy of Elizabeth. Angels brought great news of great joy to the shepherds. In the story, the seeds on rock welcome the news with great joy. The 72 disciples who Jesus sent out came back rejoicing in heaven over one sinner, rejoicing at finding a drachma. After the Ascension Day, the disciples, the apostles, the holy women, they all went back to Jerusalem full of joy. However, I would imagine none of these can possibly match the reaction when we too see the risen Lord with our own eyes. In the meantime, we say with eyes of reason faith, my Lord and my God.
Angels bright confirm.